Before we crack on with today's episode, I just want to remind you of the Stylish Study Stationery Range, designed to help you get the top grades. Utilizing study methods that actually work, getting our students from fails to A stars. Head to stylishstudy.com/shop to get your hands on our stylish and sustainable grade boosting stationery today and make this year your most successful yet. Oh, and there's free shipping on all orders over £20. So you know you want to. Head to stylishstudy.com/shop. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Stylish Study Show. Today, we are going to be talking all about kind of getting back into school, thinking about studying again. I know we have been having a gorgeous summer. Currently, I'm recording this, and it is blooming hot outside. I am inside the booth recording this episode today, and I am very sweaty. Bit TMI, but I thought, you know, we'll keep it real on here. Don't know why you needed to know that, but I've let you in on that. We are going to be talking about getting inspired today. I feel like a lot of my motivation around things is getting really inspired and knowing that something's actually very exciting. There's always exciting things within everything, which is what I found. I'm definitely a glass half full kind of person. I really like to look at the positives. Having that mindset shift is really powerful in terms of motivation, not only for studying, but for your whole entire life. It's really, really worth looking into. And we've discussed it a little bit on the podcast before. So if you want to go back and check previous episodes, I really recommend doing that. But we're going to talk about that today. And we're going to specifically home in on creating a mantra. Now, this is something that I did, I think, subconsciously. Back in the day when I was at sick form, and it's something that I definitely consciously do now in my university journey and also running a business and just making my life as hopefully successful as possible. I always kind of have a word of the year or a phrase of the year, and we're going to go through all of that today. So if you are needing some inspiration to kickstart your back to school journey that we're thinking about now that we're into August, can you even believe? Keep listening to today's episode. We're gonna have a great time. Welcome to the Stylish Study Show. I'm your host, Ella Harmony, the founder of Stylish Study. This is the podcast for the students who want to achieve their dream grades, have a clear guide to success, and level up to live their best life. I myself went from being miserable with failing grades to reaching my full potential and getting A stars. Today, I'm here to share with you everything I learned along the way, so let's dive straight into this episode. We're specifically talking about getting motivation from mantras today, and I know that this isn't something that maybe is super widely talked about. I feel like, to me, it's something that I've known about for a little while, so I'm here like, yeah, love a mantra, but I know that probably not everybody knows what I'm on about. So I have actually found the Google definition for you. I will get it up now. You probably hear my piece of paper rattling in the background because I was like, I'm going to get this spot on for you guys. A mantra is a noun, and it's originally in Hinduism and Buddhism, and it is a word or sound repeated to aid concentration in meditation. But I feel like the more kind of, I guess it's kind of westernized approach to it now, or kind of the more diluted version of this, I guess, is a statement or slogan repeated frequently. But yeah, it's a statement or slogan repeated frequently. So essentially, it kind of just is your mantra. Like, you go back to it when things are not looking too great, when you need a boost of inspiration. Just helps you get through. I've actually posted a couple today on the Stylish Study Instagram, which if you don't follow us, by the way, get to following us on Instagram. That's probably where the most action happens. I'm just getting it up on my phone as we speak. So this is an example of a study success mantra. So, the first one is, I'm doing this for me. I feel like that's pretty self-explanatory. And you're kind of like, yes, I'm doing this for me. I'm doing this for me now. I'm doing this for future me. I'm doing this just for me. It's a very selfish thing that I'm doing, even though it's not, but it is because you're just working on it for you. And yeah, so I'm doing it for me. 1 year equals 365 possibilities. I love this one. Sometimes I feel like you can start the week and you get to Tuesday and you're like, oh, Monday just wasn't productive. Let's just start again next week. Where if you think of every single day as an opportunity, I love that. And I think it's really refreshing and a very positive way of thinking about New Year's and thinking about just the future and how to make the most out of every single day. Another one that I love, this is actually currently part of my lock screen on my phone, and has been since the start of the year. The best project you'll ever work on is you. I love that, and I think that that has been my mantra really this year. I'll go into my mantra for this year a little bit in more in depth later on, if I was to put my mantra into words, because this year mine's actually a symbol, but we'll get into that a bit later. But I love that one, just being like, the best thing you can work on is you. Do, whether you're thinking about that in a mental health capacity, whether you're thinking about that in a success grades capacity, the best project is you. And I love that. The last one that I've got on here is excellence does not require perfection. And I think if you're someone that gets easily disheartened, easily unmotivated with things, that is going to be a great one to bring into the new year, to really realize that actually consistency over perfection is what will actually in the end equal perfection and excellence and doing the thing. So if you want to follow us on Instagram, I highly recommend it. I actually didn't shout the at, did I? It's at stylishstudy_. That is at stylishstudy_. That is what a mantra is. That is an example of mantra. And really, it's about using a positive mindset and going into things with a good mind frame, because what I've learned from years of battling mental health myself, through anxiety and also depression, is that actually your mind controls everything, and going into things with a healthy mind will ultimately affect the way that you see everything. It affects your actions, which then affects the outcome. So really, if we can try and get into a really good positive mindset, just in a simple way of like I said, those tiny mantras, which are like, what, 5-word phrases, that you can just repeat maybe when things get a little bit tough. The reason why I'm talking about this is because this is something that I subconsciously did. I was in sick form and I went from my fail to A stars. So if you didn't know already, I actually pretty much failed my GCSEs. I just scraped passes, and in mocks and everything beforehand, I was getting U's. And then I came out with 2 A's and an A star in my A levels. So a bit of a different kind of shift going on there, bit of a transformation. And I really think that having this positive, focused mindset is one of the things that really helped me. So at the time, I didn't actually know about mantras, and it wasn't something that was on my radar. However, I was very focused on the mantra that we've got on here. Let me quickly find it again. I'm doing this for me. That was kind of my mantra subconsciously. And I think it's a really great one to start with if you have not the clue as to which one to go for. Saying that you're going to do this for me, obviously for you, because you're not doing this for me, you're doing it for you. But saying that over and over again, super, super helpful. I absolutely love that one. It's, yeah, like I said, really applicable to literally everyone, really easy to use. I would go into the library and I'd be like, this is my goal of 3 A's. That was my goal. That was the goal I had the whole entire time. And I was like, I really want to get there. And I really need to do this. And I was doing it for me because I wanted to prove everyone else wrong. I wanted to make myself proud. And yeah, I just didn't really like the people that I was surrounded with. At kind of like the start of my journey, a lot of toxicity, a lot of things that were going on that I didn't like. So I was like, I'm focusing on my grades for me because I know that this will carry me through into the future. And look what happened. I continued that goal. I continued that mantra, and we smashed it out of the park, and we did one better than I thought we would. And that was my super, super like high goal. Like, I didn't actually ever expect to achieve that. That is testament to say that you really can do anything you put your mind to, because honestly, if I can go from U's at GCSE, like before I'm taking my GCSEs, and just scrape passes, to then going to A stars, like, you can do exactly the same. And I'm here to tell you all the ways that I actually did that. So you guys have the shortcut. There is no excuse as to why you can't make this year your best year yet. If you stick with me, I'm going to tell you everything you need to know. So that was my mantra for sick form. I also had a mantra that was a specific mantra actually last year when everything kind of went a bit downhill. I had a very, very rocky year last year. But my mantra was actually trust last year, and it is really weird how the universe, if you believe in the universe, I kind of do, how just things work in mysterious ways. But my mantra last year was trust, and honestly, I needed that mantra. I was like, look, I'm just going to put all my trust into myself and into things turning out right. And guys, we are here in 2022 thriving. Literally could not say that I have been happier in my life ever. And that's not like a cringe cliche, like, oh, I'm just trying to say this because blah, 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 blah. Genuinely, actually could not be happier. And I really put that down to using the word trust last year. I literally said to myself, when things were going completely to pot, I was like to myself, I was like, look, if I can get through this, I can get through anything. I trust myself to be able to deal with this. And I don't know how I'm going to get through it, but I'm going to trust that I can. And guys, look, here she is. She's thriving right now. So sometimes you set a mantra when maybe you don't even need one, and then it comes out the blue and you're like, oh, wait, I really need that word right now, or I really need that phrase right now. And yeah, that got me through a lot. So last year I was definitely a massive cheerleader for mantras. And then this year, guys, what is my mantra for this year? It's actually been the year of the butterfly for me. And I kind of decided this late last year. I was like, what is going to be my mantra for the next year? Because now I know what they are. I like to think about them, especially as trust worked so well for me last year. It's the year of the butterfly for me, which is why I told you earlier. I was like, yeah, it's actually a symbol this year. But it's the year of the butterfly for me. It's essentially like transformation, being your best self. Like I said, rising from a situation that's been difficult, growth, all of that. And that's what it means to me. And I actually have this tattooed on my hip. I was like, I'm going to get this as a tattoo because it's really, really important to me. And I really feel the butterfly vibes. And again, this is my lock screen. So I'm really just becoming my best self, going through that growth. And I'm sure it's not very pleasant for a butterfly to go from a caterpillar to its full butterfly self. In fact, I'm pretty sure they turn into like mush, don't they, when they're in a chrysalis? Blech. But yeah, I was a caterpillar. I then turned into complete mush. And now here I am, butterfly thriving. I feel like this has been pretty much the same story again and again today, guys. So sorry about that. But I just really want to home in on and like bring it to the forefront of your minds, like how powerful this stuff can be. And it's really, like I said, I got it tattooed. Like, I'm really invested in being a butterfly. And also, I just think they're pretty. So I'm going to love it forever. But try and just have one. That's one tip I'm going to say for having a mantra, is you really need to spend some time and just find like the one for this year. When I came up with trust the year before, there was loads and loads of different ones I wanted. And I kind of chopped and changed for a little bit. But I was like, I really realized in the moment when everything was not going great, that I really needed that one word and that real kind of niche down, very, very specific phrase or word, whichever is best for you. So yeah, I would really just recommend doing that. Vision board it. I really would suggest vision boarding it if you can. Setting it as your lock screen, probably don't go to the extent that I did and get it tattooed. I mean, you can if you want, but maybe that's a little bit too far. Having that somewhere that you're going to see it a lot, even if you just print it out, pop it on your mirror, something like that, somewhere that you're going to see it, to just keep you inspired. But when times get tough, that's when you're really going to lean on it. So just reminding yourself of it when things are even going right is just really important, because then it will be extra strong for when you need to lean on it, when maybe things aren't going so well. What is going to inspire you and keep you going when it gets hard? Because look, we can beat around the bush and I can say you're going to have the best year of your life ever. Nothing's going to faze you. You're not going to come up against any challenges, but we know that that is complete BS. Just cutting to the point there. That's not true. You're going to face challenges. There's going to be times where you're wanting to give up. There's going to be times where you're completely non-motivated. There's going to be times when you don't want to hand in that essay, or you can't be bothered to do it, or you just are like, what is even the point anymore? Like, I remember when I was at sixth form, I almost quit like 3 times. and doing uni last year, the year that's just finished, academic year that's just finished, I was like, is there even any point to actually finishing it? I was in a really bad place when I started it, and it's just been kind of, I started at the wrong time, but actually there is no wrong time for things, and I'm so, like, the fact that I managed to do that when I was in that space in my life has just proved to me that really I have got what it takes, and I'm a tough cookie, and I can get through things. Things will get hard. Things won't be easy. I can sit here and I can sugarcoat and say, yeah, like, you're going to breeze through, but no, right. This is for when you need that motivation. You need that reassurance that you are on the right path, and you need to just be thinking about doing things for you, or that every day is a new possibility, and kind of resetting that clock, or any of the other ones. And you can Google them. There are loads on Google. You can even think of them yourself. Go on Pinterest. There'll be tons on Pinterest. And bonus if you go on Pinterest, because it will also probably look pretty, which means that you can then save it on your phone, maybe post it on your story on Instagram. Actually, post your mantra on your story on Instagram. I would absolutely love to see that. And if you do, let me know. Tag Stylish Study, and I'm sure we can, like, do something fun, and I'll repost them all, and we will maybe even do, like, a competition of what is the best mantra. I'm not sure. I'm just talking about this off the top of my head, but I would just love to know what your guys' are. So please let me know your mantra, actually. That would be phenomenal. Post it on your story, just tag Stylish Study in it, and I will have a look through all of them, and oh my goodness, if you guys do that, I would love you forever. I would love to see what your mantras are, because I'm thinking about 2023 already. I need to get my next one for next year, because normally I set them at the start of the year, but I feel like for you guys, it will be super, super helpful to set them for going into this new school year, which, again, I can't even believe that we're at this point and talking about this again, but yeah, going into the new school year, it's going to be very, very helpful, and just put you, again, a bit ahead of the rest if you have your mantra. So I hope you guys enjoyed today's episode. If you did, please, please, please let me know in the reviews. I would love to hear what you guys think. And if you have any podcast suggestions, please shoot me a DM on Instagram, and we can get some in there. I was also thinking, I'm just going to drop this in here. I wasn't supposed to drop this in here today, but I'm just like, guys, I'm just going to give you the inside on the podcast. I was thinking maybe what we could do is do some questions. Maybe we'll do a Q&A section, or maybe we'll do a whole Q&A episode where you guys can, like, send in a voice note of a question, and then we can play it, and then I can answer it. What do you guys think? Let me know. Comment on Instagram, or send me a DM on Instagram, and just let me know. And yeah, please, please, please leave a review if you can. Share it to another student that is going to be studying this year, because I want to help as many people as possible. And yeah, I will see you guys in the next episode.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. I really hope you enjoyed it. Let us know what you think by leaving us a review. And for more fun, make sure you follow us on our socials at stylishstudy_, and head to stylishstudy.com/free-ebook. That's stylishstudy.com/free-ebook for your free guide to grade boosting success. Catch you next week.